Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Steel Nation Radio, brought to you by Total Sports Enterprises. I am Mike Palaya of SteelNationAssociation.com, where we cover the Steelers 24/7 while bringing you, the Steeler fans, together in an effort to raise money for Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. Check out the site, read the articles, listen to the podcast, join the club, get your t-shirts, and join us in our efforts to raise money for the kids. You can also find me on SteelCityUnderground.com. So you can check out either site, get my articles, get articles from several other talented writers, several other podcasts, and a whole lot more on either SteelNationAssociation.com or SteelCityUnderground.com. But now I'm going to get right into it. It's Ravens week, and, you know, ideally during Ravens week, we would immediately go to a hard-hitting contest that's about to come up, and we will get there, and it will be hard-hitting, and I think it'll be a close one. But I'd be remiss not to talk a little bit about the fact that the Steelers, one, are coming out of a dud game where they lost to the Chicago Bears in what I consider embarrassing fashion, a game they shouldn't have lost. Obviously, it was an overtime loss of 23-17. It should never have gotten there. Yes, there were plenty of holds that weren't called on the Bears. I will give you all that. I've heard a lot about that. I don't disagree. But they should not have been. The black and gold should not have been in that position in the first place. They weren't ready. They weren't prepared. Some people, including Ben Roethlisberger, want to at least put some of the blame on this national anthem fiasco, which I guess we have to talk a little bit about as well. Although I'd prefer not to get too deep into that. That seems to be everything anybody wants to talk about is that. I guess we'll start there. So just briefly, I think the best thing for this team is to move on from this. They've come out, all of them, you know, Coach Tomlin, Ben Roethlisberger, Cam Hayward, of course, Alejandro Villanueva, have all come out and discussed this anthem fiasco, for lack of a better term, and basically said it was, in some ways, a mistake. Roethlisberger has some regrets about the team not coming out. Of course, everybody feels bad about essentially accidentally throwing Alejandro Villanueva under the bus. That wasn't the intention. The explanation is out there. You know, people are up in arms about it. I think right now we just, let's move on. Let's take their word for it. They're not going to do it again. Roethlisberger has already come out and said they will all be out there this Sunday for the national anthem. Maybe they'll be holding their arms together. They'll be doing something unified. So it is what it is. You know, I felt bad for Villanueva because he, in the images that we saw, he looked like he was the only one out there and that nobody was behind him. But that sounds to me as it couldn't have been further from the truth. He has a ton of respect in that locker room for the service that he gave to this country. And I do not think that any of those guys in that locker room wanted to hurt him or anybody else in associated with the military or even this country. And we need to take them at their word and move on from that. So that's all I'm going to say about it. That part is over. Now, how much that played into that loss on Sunday, I don't know. I heard Roethlisberger on his show say that they took it very seriously as far as a team and held a relatively late night Saturday night meeting to discuss how they wanted to approach it. And I think the story's out there by now, of course, that many of them wanted to kneel, many of them wanted to stand with their hands over their hearts, and they came to the solution of not going out. But I think that the part that, you know, if we get to the football part of this thing, the part that may bother me the most is I heard Roethlisberger say that they were doing this so late on Saturday night that they were actually pulling teammates out of bed to hold this discussion. And to me, that's a shame that we're even in that climate in this country in the first place, that this has to be a topic. But, you know, again, from the football side of this, I don't like to hear that, that this team had a meeting late enough that people had to be pulled out of bed. I mean, I think that that's an issue. You know, they were obviously playing on Chicago time, so an hour earlier than normal. Now, look, it's noon. It's not 9 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, something absurd like that, but still a little bit earlier. And it threw off their routine to a degree, I think. They definitely didn't look sharp. They just, quite frankly, through 3 weeks, despite being 2-1, they've shown no intensity, as I've written about on both SteelNationAssociation.com and SteelCityUnderground.com, amongst other platforms. You know, they just aren't showing that will to win. I mean, outside of Antonio Brown, who's been a beast, I'm not seeing it. And that goes for Roethlisberger, too. And that one surprises me a bit because he came back to win his third ring and the seventh overall for this city. And, you know, I mean, he's looked a little off. You know, Le'Veon Bell's still not ready. He's picked up his yards per carry in this last game, but, you know, he hasn't looked ready either. And, you know, I wrote this last week, and I'll stick to it. And actually, Ben Roethlisberger on his show this week stated the exact thing. I said he needs to spread the ball around and not feed it to Antonio so much, at least not from a forcing it standpoint. He actually came out and said that this week. And, you know, maybe that is just in time for this Ravens game. I think it was a week too late considering they lost. But, you know, Martavis has to be involved more. Juju Smith-Schuster has to be involved more. Eli Rogers, Le'Veon Bell needs to get more balls in the passing game. Le'Veon Bell just does not look right. Now, he's only had these three games. We know the whole offseason thing. So, you know, this is essentially his preseason. But it's time to go. It's time to go. They looked horrible on offense. They looked horrible specifically on the run defensive side of things. I mean, they got destroyed through the running attack. And quite frankly, the thing that bothers me the most is they lost in overtime and they were given a second chance. You know that the touchdown that originally, quote-unquote, won the game was called back at the 36, 37-yard line for stepping out of bounds. And then, what was it, one or two plays later, he got gashed again through the run and gave up the touchdown? You can give up a field goal and still win. But they gave up a touchdown. Roethlisberger didn't even get a chance to get on the field. That is a defensive lapse. That is a problem, and that should not happen. That speaks to no preparation. The Bears are going to win three, maybe four games all season, and we just gave them one of those victories. It's a shame. It's pathetic. It's embarrassing, and we need to hope that Coach Tomlin and the rest of those guys feel that pain and embarrassment because it's bad. Now, what I will say is this. A loss is a loss, and that sucks. No two ways to put that. But an NFC loss isn't as bad as an AFC and, of course, as a divisional loss. So the Ravens got their ass kicked last week to the Jags 44-7. The Steelers lose to the Bears. Both of the teams should have won their games. But the Ravens' loss is worse because it's in the AFC. And AFC losses do count more when we get down to tiebreakers. Of course, division loss first. But we can hang our hats a little bit on that. Now, let's get to that Ravens game. I expected, as I discussed things on my podcast last week, that both teams would be 3-0 coming into this week. They both lost. They're both 2-1. This is still a battle for first place. I can guarantee you this. The Ravens were very embarrassed over there in London, losing by 37 points. They're coming home. They're facing their most hated rival in the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they're going to come out ready to play. And it's going to be a hard-hitting, ugly affair, probably a low-scoring affair. I would like to say that the Steelers, who were also embarrassed, are going to come out hard-hitting, fired up, and ready to go. I can't say that with as much confidence right now. They just haven't looked right. But part of the issue over the years, not just this year, is the team playing down to the competition. They do typically get up for these rivalry games, specifically the Ravens and the Bengals. So, I think that we're looking at a low-scoring, field goal type of game. But I honestly, my initial thought here right now is the Ravens are going to come out on top because of the fact that they got embarrassed last week so badly and they're playing at home. If this game were in Pittsburgh, I would probably tell you the exact opposite. But I think as we sit here right now, I think the Ravens win this thing something around the lines of like 18-15, 17-13, something like that. And the Steelers fall to 2-2. You know, I'm not sure. The Steelers, they just don't have the feel of a good team right now. And we're only in the first quarter of the season. A lot can change, and it will change, in my opinion, as we progress through the season. But as we sit today, they're not a great football team. and they've got all this Anthem talk distracting them right now from what they really need to focus on, and that's the Baltimore Ravens. So I think they're going to fall to 2-2, and then they're going to have to make their run later, so they'll fall to second place. But if they are to win, what they really need to do, of course, is, one, ignore the hostile environment that is Baltimore. It's not an easy thing to do. They're going to have to run the football. They are going to have to run the football and protect against the run. The Ravens have the 19th ranked defense in the National Football League against the run, allowing 112 yards per game. That tells me immediately that the Steelers have to give Le'Veon Bell the ball about 20 times, and he needs to get those 4.2, 4.3 yards per carry. He's got to have 80 or 85, 90 yards rushing, and then you can dump it off to him for another 40 or so yards in the air. He needs to be a critical piece of this offense starting now. It just has to happen. Roethlisberger needs to spread the ball out. Antonio still needs to get his touches. I'm not going to deny that, but Roethlisberger needs to be sharper. This stuff that is just down the field for 30, 40, 50 yards constantly right now has to stop. I trust in Big Ben. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a winner. He's the best quarterback in Steelers history, and I apologize to the Bradshaw fans, but he is. But this just chucking it downfield for the big home run play has to stop, because it's halting this offense. This offense that is capable of scoring 30 points a game, they are. They haven't shown that through 3 weeks, and I don't think they will through four, but they are. We've seen this offense over the last couple of years, and they're better, on paper at least. They are better than they were last season and the year before. They've got all of these guys back and healthy, off suspensions, etc., ready to go, but they have to start clicking, and it has to happen now, and I just don't know if it will. But they have to center this offense around their playmaker, Le'Veon Bell, and then work from the inside out. You start with Bell, you then get it out to Brown and Martavis. You dump it to Jesse James. You go through across the middle to Eli and Juju, and you make your plays that way. Throwing it 50 yards down to Martavis and Antonio is not the way for this team to move the ball, and ignoring Le'Veon Bell is definitely not the way for this team to score points. He needs the ball 25 to 30 times, Le'Veon does. And the Ravens' defense right now is primed to allow those yards on the ground. And Le'Veon needs to show that patience. He has not done that yet. It needs to happen now. On the flip side, the Steelers' run defense cannot be like it was last week. They're 22nd in the league, allowing 122.7 yards per game through 3 weeks. That cannot happen. They cannot allow that, and they really cannot allow Joe Flacco to continue to do what he's done over the last several years against them, and that's just move the ball down the field for big plays and win the game. They cannot have that happen either. Now, both teams have been stingy, relatively speaking, in terms of points allowed. In fact, the Steelers are third in the NFL, allowing 16.7 points per game. The Ravens are fifth at 18 even. So, when I say somewhere along the lines of 17 to 13 or 18 to 15, I don't think that's unreasonable. I think we're looking at a very heavy field goal game. I think very much so special teams are going to come into play. Chris Boswell is obviously going to be a huge factor from the Steelers' standpoint. He can't have any kicks blocked this week. He needs to make his kicks, and I think he will. But it's not going to be just Boswell. I mean, the punt coverage, the kick coverage, those are going to be extremely important. Punt returns, setting up field position on both sides of the ball is going to be critical in this game against the Ravens, because, as I mentioned multiple times now, I anticipate a very low scoring and specifically close football game. It usually is. It's usually within a field goal. It's usually a hard-hitting affair. I would expect a few injuries on both sides of the football. And that kind of leads me to my next point. It improved this past week, but the penalties are going to have to definitely remain in check as tempers flare in Baltimore, because the chippiness is out there and first place is on the line, albeit only in week four. First place is on the line. And for the Steelers, it's a road game against a hated rival in a hostile environment. The personal fouls, those things cannot happen. And that falls on Coach Tomlin and the rest of the coaches to make sure that that is instilled throughout the week, that these stupid mental errors that this team has become known for over the last couple of years cannot and will not happen if you want to win this football game. Because if you don't win this football game, all of a sudden you're 2-2 through 4 weeks and you're in second place. And, you know, albeit only 4 weeks, at that moment you're not even in the playoffs. Now, look, that's ridiculous. I know there's still 12 games to go. But you know what? It's a critical game for the Steelers, but it's a more critical game for the Ravens. I almost said Patriots there, for the Ravens, because they have the home game here. You don't want to, in this rivalry or any of these AFC North rivalries, you don't want to lose that home game. But if the Steelers can get down to Baltimore and win that and steal that game and then get back to Pittsburgh later in the season and have the opportunity to sweep at home, that is a season-changing victory. And they need to go for the throat now. Now, doesn't matter who wins this game. Neither team that loses is out of this thing by any stretch. But the Steelers have more at stake here in terms of getting an advantage than the Ravens do. The Ravens have more to lose because they're at home. So you go in there and you take this thing this week. You go to 3-1. I think all is forgiven with the Bears' loss at that point, at least for me. Because through 4 weeks, I had projected the Steelers to be 3-1 with the one loss being the Ravens. So if you are 3-1 with one of those wins being the Ravens on the road, you don't like the Bears' loss, but it's a lot easier to swallow. So we need to look and see this week, how do they respond? How will this team respond to the adversity that they face with, one, the horrible loss, the horrible play, the lack of intensity through 3 weeks, really, the just all the backlash around this anthem fiasco that's getting a little too big, and a lot of the media needs to just let it go at this point, and now facing what could be their biggest rival again this season throughout the rest of the way for the division and then some. How will Coach Tomlin get this team fired up? They need to be intense. They need to come out fast. They need to get out early. And they need to stay aggressive for 60 minutes while not being stupid and making horrible, boneheaded plays. If they can do that, they have a real good chance. But it's going to be hard-hitting. It's going to be close. It's going to be an ugly game. And they need to stick to the game plan that should surround Le'Veon Bell. If they can do all that, they might be able to steal this thing. Like I said, right now, I do think it's a close game, but the Ravens come out on top, the Steelers fall to 2-2, and we'll end up recapping that next week. Until then, I'm Mike Pelaya of SteelNationAssociation.com, as well as SteelCityUnderground.com. Keep listening to the podcast, read the sites, check out the fan club, and help us raise money for Children's Hospital at the same time. Talk to you next week, hopefully after a Steeler victory.